Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Flooding prompted states of emergency in the Czech Republic, Germany, Hungary, Poland, Slovakia, and Switzerland. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced. Damage could be in the double-digit billions. Jeff Griffith, the church planter with the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or team, is in the Czech Republic. He was there in the 100-year floods of 2002. From that, he learned the real needs.
Short-term missionaries to come for 6 months to a year to help us with our typical outreach ministries so that those of us that speak Czech can actually spend time with Czechs helping them walk through it. I think that would probably be one of the greatest things that a church or a group of people could do.
Next, a Christian leader in Egypt says political storm clouds are gathering. In an Open Doors USA article, the leader says Egyptians are being urged to hit the streets on June 30th. It's part of a nationwide call to rebel against President Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood, who took office a year ago. Forms calling for Morsi's resignation have been circulating in Egypt since May 1st. Pray this rebellion will not result in bloodshed. And 97% of the people with HIV/AIDS live in impoverished areas. Baptist Global Response is ministering to HIV/AIDS victims in sub-Saharan Africa with their Bucket Project. Jeff Palmer with BGR explains.
Churches and groups can pack a 5-gallon bucket of simple things like plastic gloves for the caregivers, vitamins, changing pads, bed sheets.
These buckets open conversations for the gospel. You can learn more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God. It's by Eric C. Barrett. He started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. To get your free copy, just give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Or go to our website to get yours at missionnetworknews.org and look for the link. I'm Greg Yoder.